Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Day 7 of the government shutdown, we have the story.
A man dead after a rollover crash in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita teen killed in a weekend crash has been identified. I'm Dan O'Neill.
The Senate tried once again to pass one of two partisan proposals that could end the government shutdown.
The first Monday vote was the Democratic proposal, which continues seeking to reclaim health care cuts in the GOP-backed spending plan signed by President Trump. This measure got only 50 of 60 votes needed.
Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
The Republican-backed House bill for a clean continuing resolution to fund the government until November 21st was next. It, too, did not get the votes needed to pass.
On this vote, the yeas are 52 and the nays are 42.
Which sends the shutdown into a seventh day with no clear indication on when reopening may happen. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A man died following a rollover crash in North Wichita. 39-year-old Bradley Tees lost control of his car while trying to exit on hydraulic from northbound I-135 yesterday morning. The car rolled over and hit a light pole, and Tees died at the scene. Kansas Highway Patrol troopers say the driver was not using a seatbelt.
A Wichita teen died in a crash over the weekend.
It happened around 2 Sunday morning near Central and Hydraulic. Officers found the driver, identified as 18-year-old Kadrian Jackson, trapped under his vehicle. He was transported to an area hospital where he later died. Investigators say Jackson was westbound on Central when a 32-year-old motorcyclist ran a red light, hitting the car, causing it to roll. Police suspect that the motorcyclist may have been impaired at the time of the crash. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An Augusta man is dead following a shooting at El Rado Lake Monday morning at the Goose Cove Campgrounds on the east side of the lake. Butler County deputies found 57-year-old Rodney Logan unresponsive from an apparent gunshot wound. He died at the scene. A suspect was taken into custody.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at an agreement to pay for bridge inspections and repairs. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
We have a lot of infrastructure, and that's really part of our capital improvement program. So we'll be discussing that. A lot of that is funded by the local sales tax. But again, we have to make sure that the infrastructure we have is inspected, rehabbed, and repaired.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A federal judge is not blocking the National Guard from being sent to Illinois for now.
Federal Judge April Perry decided against a restraining order that would have temporarily stopped the National Guard in Illinois and Texas from being deployed to Chicago. She gave the Justice Department till Wednesday to respond to Chicago's lawsuit. Earlier Monday, Governor J.B. Pritzker accused the Trump administration of inciting the city's residents with the other forms of federal law enforcement already deployed.
Donald Trump, Kristi Noem, and Gregory Bovino have brought their militarized CBP and ICE agents to the streets of Chicago to cause violence and chaos in this city.
A different federal judge in Oregon has blocked the administration, for now, from federalizing State Guard troops in an effort to send them to Portland. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll have a Kansas City Chiefs highlights and reaction from Monday Night Football last night and a big K-State birthday we'll talk about. It's all coming up in sports in a few minutes.
Israel and Hamas held indirect peace talks in Egypt Monday. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its COVID vaccine guidance Monday to recommend COVID shots for people 65 and older and only after they consult doctors or pharmacists. Acting CDC Director Jim O'Neill signed off on the recommendations of an agency advisory panel last week, capping months of confusion and concern about this season's COVID vaccine.
Israel and Hamas held indirect talks in Egypt yesterday over a peace proposal from the United States and Israel. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey are part of the talks, along with U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. President Trump says the negotiators are making a tremendous progress and hopes an end to the war and an exchange of hostages and prisoners can happen this week. He also pushed back on this report, claiming Trump, in no uncertain terms, told the Israeli prime minister to stop being so negative and take the win. The president's plan includes Israel withdrawing from most of Gaza and Hamas disarming, though Hamas at this point hasn't said they have any intention of putting down their weapons.
Talks are expected to resume today. Israel continues to attack Gaza, despite the president's calls for Israel to stop.
California's Hollywood Burbank Airport went hours without on-site air traffic controllers due to the government shutdown.
No controllers at the airport yesterday evening because of staffing shortages causing delays of up to 4 hours. Air traffic controllers are working without pay during the shutdown, and many are calling out sick. Controllers in San Diego took over local duties remotely. The Air Traffic Controllers Union says it's an indication of how fragile the nation's aviation system is. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Cleanup is underway after an intruder broke into the state capitol building in Washington.
Investigators say an intruder smashed a glass door, set fire to a rug and flag, and knocked over busts of Martin Luther King Jr. and George Washington inside the Washington State Capitol. He was armed with two hammers when he broke into the legislative building in Olympia. Governor Bob Ferguson says the intruder did significant damage to the state reception room, where officials often host dignitaries. The suspect had a history of mental health challenges. State troopers say he's facing a host of charges, including burglary, arson, and malicious mischief. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area, those traffic volumes, they're kind of dying down just a little bit, but we do have a crash now, and this is going to be affecting things. This is eastbound on K-96 between Woodlawn and Rock. You are going to want to avoid this area. We've got, again, this traffic accident eastbound on K-96 between Woodlawn and Rock. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a wet morning across the area with rain and thunder through midday, then mostly cloudy and much cooler this afternoon, high 67, northeast winds 5 to 15. Little bit of clearing this evening, then back over to mostly cloudy skies overnight, 53 is the low. Decreasing clouds and mild on Wednesday, a high in the low 70s, becoming mostly sunny on Thursday with a high in the low 80s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now light rain, north wind at 10 miles per hour, 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. And yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 81 degrees, normal high 75. On this date in 1970, Puerto Rico may have suffered its worst ever natural disaster to this date when a slow-moving tropical depression produced 6 days of torrential rains. Flooding caused $62 million in damage and claimed 18 lives. That was in 1970. Puerto Rico, of course, being out in the middle of the Caribbean. It's hurricane country out there. Probably get hit a lot.
About every 7 or 8 years, they get hit with something usually pretty bad.
See, I want to mention this morning that I've just finished reading yet another book, Ted. This one is entitled From the Reservation to Washington, The Rise of Charles Curtis. Who is Charles Curtis?
Yeah, he's a former vice president, and he's a Kansan.
You nailed it. From the Kaw tribe up in the northeast part of the state, he grew up. He was, I think, at least a quarter Indian American, Native American, if you will, and grew up a lot of times on the reservation. He spent a lot of time there. He knew at a young age how to shoot. He was an expert with a bow and arrow and with a rifle. And he also, it was fascinating. There's a lot of things I didn't know, okay, about this person who should be more prominently studied.
Yeah, you're right.
And he was our only vice president.
Our only Native American, either vice president or president.
And from Kansas.
Yeah.
And when he was about 9 or 10, I guess, he was so good with horses, somebody noticed, and they hired him as a jockey. And horse racing at that time in the northeast in Kansas.
Big time.
Was huge.
Yep.
A big sport. A lot of betting going on, as you can imagine. And he was a jockey and earned, like, I think, $2 a ride at 9 or 10 years old. And from there, he went on to get involved in Shawnee County politics, and he made his way to the House of Representatives and then to the Senate. And at one time, he was ready to challenge Harding for the presidency, but Harding got the nomination and he didn't. Apparently, this man was very outgoing and friendly and warm, and his politics were entirely personal. He would be somewhere on the issues, but it was relationships. Mm-hmm. How could he get his stuff through doing that? Of course. He was head of the Senate for a while, and he was very prominent. You know, it was like almost like Bob Dole in the way he came up the ladder. And so, you know, this is, as you said, Vice President of the United States.
Under?
The only one from Kansas.
Under Hoover?
Under Hoover.
Okay, yeah.
Under Hoover.
Hoover's vice president.
Very close friends of Calvin Coolidge, and quite an interesting book. First time I've ever really delved into
it. Delve into an interesting politician, there's probably a lot of things you didn't know.
Who is from Kansas?
He's laid to rest up in Topeka.
Yep. 8:15.
Vice President of the United States.
8:15, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And see what else I had on my – I wanted to say a happy birthday to Bonnie Patrick. She's a roller derby star. And I met Bonnie through her sister, Janet, who I worked with at a couple of places over the years, and got to know Bonnie and her family. And, she's having a birthday today. And she's, I don't know what her name is as a roller derby star, but it's something nasty, something about an assassin or something like that. But she's a very nice person. But don't get her on skates. Trouble is there. There you go. Happy birthday to Bonnie Patrick today. Stephen 10 in the morning here, 8:16 on a Tuesday morning. And it's time for sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll take a look at Monday Night Football last night. Kansas City Chiefs going for their third win in a row, visiting the first-place Jacksonville Jaguars. Boy, it got off to a great start for the Chiefs, had a 14-0 lead. But could they hold on to that lead? Well, the answer was no. The Chiefs' defense especially not great in the second half, allowing Jacksonville to score 24 points after halftime. The Chiefs had driven to take a lead, but then an out-of-bounds kickoff by Harrison Butker gave the Jacksonville Jaguars only 60 yards to work with, and they drove for a go-ahead touchdown in only a minute and 22. That didn't leave much time on the clock for the Chiefs, but Kansas City continued to hurt themselves with penalties, and that's kind of what happened at the end, too. You heard the game last night right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis on the call.
3 seconds to go in the game. Chiefs down 31-28. Mahomes setting everybody he can vertically. And now he's going to launch it. Deep down the right side of the field in a Hail Mary attempt. It's incomplete. Game over. Jacksonville wins. The Chiefs had a 14-0 lead early in the second quarter. Then they took a 28-24 lead at 1:45 to go in the game. Jacksonville needed a touchdown down four, and they got it on a crazy play as Trevor Lawrence stumbled, but he picked the football, picked it up, and ran it in for the go-ahead touchdown. And the Chiefs now drop to 2-3 on the season, and the Jacksonville Jaguars jump up to 4-1. So Chiefs are 2-3, and Jacksonville at 4-1.
Chiefs at 2-3 are only a game back in the division. After the Chargers have lost back-to-back games, so there's that. Oh, boy, though. The Chiefs flagged for 13 penalties last night for 109 yards. Jacksonville only 4 penalties. Chiefs had won 23 straight times when they had a 14-point lead. That streak's over. The Chiefs had defeated Jacksonville 8 times in a row. That streak is over. So the Chiefs take a 3-point loss on the road last night. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of just talks about our whole entire season. I mean, I feel like we have the guys, and we've executed at certain points of game and looked really good, and then we kind of crush ourselves with penalties and mistakes and interceptions and fumbles or whatever that is. I mean, it's just we've kind of done that to ourselves all year long. It's kind of been one guy here or there. And
of course, Patrick Mahomes, he mentioned interceptions. He threw a 99-yard pick six. So that was the difference in the game, too, that one play. There are a lot of plays that made a difference in this one. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Listen, they did a nice job. I mean, Liam's got that team playing well. The quarterback made some big plays. Defense had the interception. So, you know, we've got to take care of the ball. We can't have the penalties, da-da-da. You know, so it's hard to win in this league, even with the stats. And, yeah. You know, we outstatted them, but you can't do that.
So Jacksonville wins the game 31-28. Chiefs fall to 2-3. They'll talk about it tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by Mitch Holtis at 6 o'clock tonight. It's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. No easier for the Chiefs, even though they get a home game coming up next on Sunday night in prime time against another one of the elite teams in the league, the Detroit Lions. So the Chiefs and the Lions on Sunday night. Hear that one right here on KNSS. The Chiefs will try to get back and even things up in the win column. And, boy, we got a big birthday today to look at. A guy that was born 100 years ago on this day, Jack Hartman, former legendary men's basketball coach at Kansas State. Jack was, he played college football and basketball at Oklahoma State back in the day. Of course, basketball, he played under his mentor, Mr. Iba.
Yes, sir.
Henry Ibott, down in Stillwater. After he was done at college, Jack Hartman played quarterback in the Canadian Football League before he came back to basketball. One of his big jobs early in his career was Coffeyville Junior College in southeast Kansas.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Led the Red Ravens to a national championship in 1962, undefeated, 32-0.
Wow.
So all the big colleges came calling after that. He took a job, took his big-time offense to Southern Illinois. Had a great run in the 1960s. They won an NIT championship with the Salukis when the NIT was still a pretty big deal. And then he took the K-State job when Cotton Fitzsimmons left to coach in the NBA. Jack Hartman spent 16 years in Manhattan, won nearly 300 games, usually finished in first or second place in the Big 8 Conference in a lot of those seasons. And, you know, Hartman's the one that brought that two-tone uniform into play. The lavender tops and the purple shorts K-State wore on road games. In 1983, he led the U.S. men's national team to the gold medal at the 1983 Pan American Games in Venezuela. His roster included Michael Jordan and Chris Mullin. No wonder they won the gold medal. Yeah. Jack Hartman is in the Southern Illinois Hall of Fame, the Kansas State University Hall of Fame, the Kansas State Sports Hall of Fame, and the National Junior College Hall of Fame. Man, that guy was a good coach.
Excellent.
Really great coach.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Jack Hartman. He was born in Dewey, Oklahoma, 100 years ago on this day. Jack Hartman. And that is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza with an Alfredo garlic sauce base. It's topped with chicken, bacon, mozzarella, and Cajun seasoning and drizzled in ranch. The Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza. It's now available in a lunch or a full size at WBC. It's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says the far left is pushing Democrat lawmakers. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Tuesday morning, 54 degrees with rain in the area. Two people died, three were injured in a head-on crash in Reno County Monday morning near Nickerson. Two of the injured, one of them an infant, were hospitalized in Hutchinson before being transferred to Wichita. A third person suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Two people were pronounced dead at the scene. Their names have not been released. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced a listening tour to speak with Kansans on her priorities for the state's budget. Kelly plans to visit communities throughout the fall to discuss and gather input from residents on the state's budget ahead of the 2026 legislative session. The statewide tour that she calls the People's Budget launches Thursday at Salina High School South. The governor will be in Wichita November 12th. Time is running out if you want to share your input on the search for a new Wichita city manager. Robert Layton is retiring at year's end. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
I want to make sure that people continue to go to the website, wichita.gov/manager search, because the online survey ends on October 8th. And that is when you can, again, share your feedback about what you'd like to see in the next city manager.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. President Trump is optimistic of a ceasefire within days in Gaza.
Negotiators are making tremendous progress, President Trump says, as Gaza peace talks continue in Egypt.
I think we're going to have a deal. It's a hard thing for me to say that when for years and years they've been trying to have a deal with Gaza.
Hamas and Israel are trying to finalize details of a 20-point U.S. proposal that would free all remaining hostages in exchange for an Israeli withdrawal.
And it'll be a lasting deal. We want to have peace. This is beyond Gaza. Gaza's a big deal, but this is really peace in the Middle East.
The proposed plan also requires Hamas to disarm in a civilian council to govern a post-war Gaza. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A judge is facing criticism after sentencing Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's would-be assassin to just 8 years in prison. Fox's Jeff Paul has more.
Sophie Roski was arrested in 2022 after arriving near Kavanaugh's home and calling the police to tell dispatchers they were suicidal and they wanted to kill the Supreme Court justice. Prosecutors had pushed for a 30-year sentence. And while the Biden-appointed judge Deborah Boardman called what happened incredibly serious and an act of terrorism, she felt 30 years was unreasonable. Some now feel politics played a role in the sentencing or that the judge took into account that the would-be assassin is transgender. Now, Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department will be appealing what she called a woefully insufficient sentence.
The defense asked for an 8-year sentence for Roski, who said, they said, she was remorseful. Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three
Monday Night Football, Jacksonville 31, Kansas City 28.
Two.
Man is fatally shot at El Dorado Lake, suspect in custody.
One.
Day 7 of the federal government shutdown with no sign of a deal. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in the Wichita area, things in traffic are, well, they're looking a little bit better out there due to very lighter traffic volumes out there at the moment. But we've still got that traffic accident tying things up eastbound on K-96. Going to want to avoid it between Woodlawn and Oliver due to a traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
60% chance for rain early, then becoming mostly sunny later today with a high of 65 degrees. Monday's high was 81. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 52. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 70. Now a cloudy sky with light rain in the area. North wind at 10 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wall Street is open for business. The Dow is trading up by 9 points to start the trading day. The S&P is up 5 points and the NASDAQ is up 36. What's next for the former All-Star Adventures on Webb Road? Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. There may be action soon at the former All-Star Adventures on Webb Road in East Wichita. Developers of a golf-oriented mammoth clubhouse concept have moved closer to starting construction after applying for a building permit worth $5.4 million from the Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department. Once a permit is issued, work could start on the site. The mammoth clubhouse concept would replace the existing golf driving range on the southern half of the 23-acre property for a covered driving range with a concessions building and a mini golf course. Denver-based Monfort Companies partnered with Wichita's Wink Hartman II to acquire 12 acres and secure a mortgage worth $2.26 million from Vintage Bank Kansas, according to county records. Monfort is also marketing a 1.2-acre parcel on the site for retail development through Landmark Commercial Real Estate. Lang Real Estate, which sold the southern portion of the former All-Star to Monfort, has been looking for buyers for the northern half of the property. The latest move by the Crown Uptown Theater's owner to revise capacity of his venue was met with criticism and questions at a District 1 advisory board meeting Monday night. Owner Mike Brown said he's been discussing with City of Wichita staff about changing the planned unit development for the theater that would enable capacity, which is now at 850, to be determined not by zoning, but instead by building and fire codes. That met with criticism from a few College Hill residents and questions from district advisory board members who wanted to know what the revised number would be. In the end, a 5-5 vote at the DAB meeting won't keep the proposal from going to the MAPC on Thursday and before the City Council November 6th, where the decision will ultimately be made. And Wichita apparently knows its food and drink really well compared to the rest of Kansas. If you go by the recent Kansas Restaurant and Hospitality Association awards handed out recently in Lawrence, Wichita won 6 of 10 award categories, including Jen Reifschneider of the Belmont as Chef of the Year, Cody Sherwood of Wichita Brewing Company as Craft Brewer of the Year, and K-Pot Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot of Wichita as the Hot New Concept Award winner. Terry Johnson from Public at the Brickyard won the Heart of the Industry Award, given to a staff member who goes above and beyond and exemplifies dependability, teamwork, and dedication to the industry, much like Steve McIntosh. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Today is National Taco Day. Are you a big fan of the taco, sir?
Oh, sir, I'll be out looking for tacos at about 10:30 this morning.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Terrific, terrific. And 40 years ago on this date, 1985, Lynette Woodard became the first woman to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. Wichita North product and great basketball star at the University of Kansas, Lynette Woodard.
And at North High School.
And yes, at North, and a very, very nice person as well. All right, thank you, Kirk. Coming up in KNSS this morning, Glenn Beck program, filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, What is the Dragon's Prophecy? Guess we're going to find out. News at the top of the hour, day 7 of the government shutdown. Missed any of today's show or just want to listen again? Check out the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, and news updates all day long. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.